Gold Central Victoria, John Mellencamp, in Key West into Mezzo. It's a 6:45. Time to talk all things fishing, and Jeff's on the line with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you.
Good to hear. The Victorian Fishing Authority are looking for new board members.
Yeah, look, the Victorian government is committed to establishing Fisheries Victoria as a statutory authority. And part of that process is to develop a board to oversee the operation of that authority. And the Fishing Authority will be responsible for the regulation and sustainable management of Victoria's fishing resources. And that'll come into place about the 1st of July 2017 this year. So as such, they're looking for expressions of interest from people with suitable background and qualifications to serve on an independent board to oversee that. Now, the new authority is going to cover things like commercial fishing, recreational fishing, indigenous fishing, as well as aquaculture. So a lot of those areas can be a bit specialised, and this is where it's going to get tricky because commercials and recreationals haven't always got on. So, but anyway, and if anybody is interested, you can get the details on that. There's a website which you can Google, which is Get On Board, as one word, getonboard.vic.gov.au, and it lists, that will list all of the boards around the state that people can serve on if they so desire, but they'll see the Victorian Fishing Authority link at that site. And government are seeking gender balance on that board as well, so it's not just blokes that go fishing. They want women who have an interest in that area to put their hand up for consideration as well.
Jeff, what are pippies?
Okay, pippies are they're a small mollusk that lives on the intertidal zone down along the coast, and other people call them cockles, some people call them clams. They're only very small. They're about 20 cents to 50 cents in size. Now, they're very tasty in a lot of dishes. I saw Rick Stein cooking up a pasta dish with a heap of them on the TV the other night. They look pretty good. a lot of people will go and get them also as a great bait for whiting. And one particular spot in Victoria, down at Venus Bay, the other side of Inverloch, down in Gippsland, beautiful part of the coast, and there's a lot of pippies there, and they... I went down to have a look just out of interest, and there were hundreds of people all down there digging their toes in the sand when the waves came up to get these pippies out of the sand and get their 2 litre bag limit. You know, 2 litres in a bucket is all you're allowed to take per person per day, because they don't really know what the population is. So Melbourne University have got some scientists to go down and do a survey, and the only way they can do it, they've dug up 2,000 pippies, and they've got these little plastic tags numbering 1 to 2,000 and stuck them on the pippies and put them back in the sand.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna survey them up and down in the sand. So if anybody's down there getting pippies and they get one with a number on it, the pippies aren't playing football or something. So just put them back for the purpose of the study. I was quite amazed when I saw that, and I thought, how is this going to work? So good luck to them with that, because it's well worth going to Venus Bay just to have a look at this, these people all there. And it's quite a steep beach, and the waves crash in. I think there's a few drowned there trying to get these pippies, so they must taste better than I think they taste, but anyway.
You've got me hungry now.
Yeah.
Where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Oh, look, Lake Wenderoon, Ballarat's still very good. Although I've had a few complaining to me about the weed, so you've got to go around and find a spot where the weed isn't too bad. Stony Creek Reservoir down between Berlin and Geelong at Anarchy, that's all been stocked up with trout, and you'll catch those on lures and power bait. Bull and Marai near Camperdown for Chinook salmon on lures. I think I mentioned last week Warringah Basin between Bendigo and Shepparton is still going well for redfin, along with Lake Charm near Kerrang. And they're getting yabbies in the lakes in the Wimmera district, so any of those lakes down there, go down with your drop nets. But make sure you follow the regs. You've got strict bag limits on yabbies as well as fish. So just follow those and you'll be fine.
That was Jeff talking fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again very soon.
Good on you, Sean. Catch you soon.